And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome back to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Carry On, and I'll be your host on this hour of Maximum Rock and Roll, whenever and wherever you may be listening to it. This is my third show for Maximum Rock and Roll, but my first as a DJ on regular rotation. And I'd really like to thank the fine folks there at Maximum Rock and Roll for allowing me the chance to do this on a more regular basis, probably around every 6 weeks or thereabouts. So I hope you enjoy the show. On this show, I'm going to do a mostly Central Appalachian showcase. We're going to have a few outliers. One still within the greater region, and one band that I just want to play because the song's really cool. So I hope you enjoy what we got planned for you. And this particular show is also going to be more focused on the punk rock of the Central Appalachian scene. So let's just get right into it. We're going to start out now with Johnson City's and before we get that far, the opening song that you just heard there, that was Lips from Eastern Kentucky with a brand new single. It just came out a few short weeks ago. And that song was Country Star. And I just love that song so much. I've played it over and over again quite a bit. let's go now to Johnson City, Tennessee's own Dullside. And this is from their 2018 album, Out of Breath. And the song is Bust Out. So let's get to this first block of some Appalachian punk rock. Here we go.
Creep on in. to do with it.
My own way, I'm overboard, blowing it out of proportion.
And there's your first block of some Appalachian punk rock right here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Big Bombs from Johnson City, Tennessee, with the song Unglued from their 2023 album Dystopia. Before Big Bombs was Warmones from Asheville, North Carolina, with their song Simple from their 2025 album of the same name, Simple. Before Warmones was Busy Weather from their self-titled 2022 album, and that song was Cigarette Party. And again, we started that block with Dull Side and the song Bust Out. And yeah, I think last time I did another Appalachian Central Appalachian showcase, and that was basically right after Helene came through and really messed up a lot here in the region, a hurricane that made it all the way into the Appalachian Mountains, Central Appalachian to be specific, and Asheville was probably hit the worst, maybe a better way to put it. So I really wanted to shine some light on some Asheville bands on this particular episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and so we did that there. And still a lot of recovery to do in there. So keep Appalachia in your hearts and minds. But we're going to move along to our next block of some Appalachian music bands. And this time we're going to get a little hardcore, a little more on the heavy side, still a little on the punk side, more of the hardcore punk here in Appalachia. So we're going to do that now. Here's Ex-Parents with the song Reaper.
Oh, you, Zach Wilde. You've ruined my life. Fuck your stupid name. Fuck your stupid guitar. Fuck your stupid hair. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Fuck. I hate you. I hate you, Zach. Fuck you. I hate you, Zach. Jesus Christ.
And there's a hardcore-esque sample of some Appalachian bands, except for that last one. That last one was Ick from Modesto, California. I just really liked that song, really liked that band, and wanted to add them on just because they're a really good band and you should listen to them. So I decided to play them for you. But everything else was Appalachian band. That was again Ick, the song Useless from their Sunshine Blind album, released in 2025. Before that was Donkey Dick from East Tennessee with the song I Also Hate Black Label Society from their 2024 album Slow Vibrations. Before Donkey Dick was another East Tennessee hardcore band, Kuru, with the song Amber Alert from their self-titled demo released in 2025. We got a lot of new releases from this year anyways. And some Southwest Virginia boys there. That was Ex-Parents with the song Reaper from their 2025 album Failure. So yeah, really got a great hardcore punk scene here in Central Appalachia. And also a great extreme metal scene. We're going to do a little sampling of that now with some guys from Eastern Kentucky Skjarn, which is an Appalachian term. You won't ever hear it really anywhere else in the U.S., but that Skjarn is sort of means gone bad or soured or something like that. But yeah, really cool name. But yeah, this is Skjarn. This song is Eternal. And we're going to move it along here. Then we're going to get into some sort of dark indie rock to close out the show. But right now, let's get to some extreme metal. Here's Skjarn with Eternal. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
And there was Chunked from Kingsport, Tennessee, with the song Pulsing Excrement. It's probably pulsing because of Eastman Chemical Company in Kingsport. And that was from their album, Inhaling the Infestation, released in 2024. Before Chunked was Sun Mantra from Knoxville, Tennessee, with their single Cosmic Law, released in 2024. And again, we started that little micro block of some extreme metal examples in Central Appalachia with Kjarn and the song Eternal. That was from their 2025 album, Reincarnated. And now we're going to move along. Believe it or not, we're getting close to the end of the show. Can't believe it's already been an hour I've been with you guys. So yeah, we're getting there. And we're going to do a little dark indie rock, mainly in Central Appalachia, with a couple of somewhat outliers, slightly outside the region, but great songs anyways. But let's start this block, at our last block here on Maximum Rock and Roll for this week. Let's now with Asheville, North Carolina's Puppy Chain, and this song is Loch Ness. How about that?
Thank you.
And that's going to conclude our last little mini block here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was Hal from Johnson City, Tennessee. Spelled H-A-A-L. With the song Feeling Whole Again from their 2020 album, Mind in the Works. Before Hal was Puppy Chain with the song Loch Ness. They're also from Asheville, North Carolina. And that was from their 2024 album, Strange Water. And believe it or not, that's going to bring us to the end of this episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. So glad you joined us. I'm so glad you joined me on my first show as a DJ in rotation here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed some Appalachian rock and roll. So yeah, we're going to end it now with a band from Eastern North Carolina. A little bit out of the region, but nonetheless great. And I really fell in love with this band. Probably one of the loudest bands I'd ever seen live, believe it or not. They're not even really a metal band. Really dark wave. Definitely on the heavy side for sure. But yeah, from Eastern North Carolina, we're going to end the show here with Wailing Storms. And this is from their 2017 album Sick City, the first track off that album, and that's Hurricane Trash Wave. So yeah, thanks you for joining. My name is Carrie, and you're tuned in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. To listen to Maximum Rock and Roll, go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. If you'd like to send your music to Maximum Rock and Roll, please send one copy of vinyl, CD, or cassette releases to MRR, P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609, USA. Find us on Twitter at MRR Radio. Subscribe and rate Maximum Rock and Roll Radio wherever you find your podcasts. If you'd like to donate to keep Maximum Rock and Roll Radio going, please go to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate. Again, we're going to end it out now with Wailing Storms, Hurricane Trash Wave. Catch you next time.
They found us here along the road. The cars are sad. Inside, out of darkness comes, stays all night.
stop to rest.